Michael Angelucci at Level Financial Advisors is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. A huge market rally following Donald Trump's decisive victory in the presidential election. Mike, you took it all in. What did you see and how did it end?
Right. I have 2 hours to talk about this, right? There was a lot going on yesterday. Immediately, we saw a rise in markets, in U.S. markets, mostly due to three things, as I can tell. Relief. There was anxiety going into the election that it was a decisive victory and no ambiguity led to some exuberance, which actually happens through most elections. You usually see a bump in the stock market the day after election because you have some clarity. But also, the market was reacting to a Trump administration which will have less regulation and lower corporate taxes, both always good for stocks over time. So those were the things that were affecting most of the stocks in the stock market. I will say there's another side of the coin, though. There's some worry about some of Trump's longer-term policies around tariffs and deportation. Those could be potentially inflationary, which resulted in interest rates, the 10-year interest rate going up to about 4.4% yesterday. So bonds were actually down yesterday, and international stocks were down for fear of tariffs and how that's going to affect those economies. So somebody that saw their money in their S&P 500 fund go up 2.5% yesterday was great. But if they had a more balanced account, they were probably up only about 0.6%. Well, 0.6% isn't bad either, because if I take 0.6% every day of the year, would be a great annual return for me. But so there's two sides of the coin. The U.S. stock market was great, but some other markets offset some of that.
A lot that we're kind of looking at right now, you mentioned the clarity definitely gives a boost after Election Day. We tend to talk about the stock market, though, as just, you know, stocks. And it's all like one big thing that's all linked together. But there's a lot of different stocks, right? What sectors of the stock market might be expected to do better than others or outperform others under a Trump presidency?
Immediately yesterday, small company stocks were up. They were up 5.8%. So that's mostly due to less regulation, allows those companies to expand more. It is very favorable to small companies. Growth stocks generally will do good. So those were the areas. And another area we saw that went through the roof was anything related to cryptocurrencies. Coinbase was up over 30%. The BlackRock ETF was way up. And that's because, again, another favorable regulatory environment. It's pretty well known that Trump will fire Gary Gensler, the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, who has not been as favorable on cryptocurrency transactions as some may like.
Next, how long could this rally last? Is it a one-day thing, or do you see it going into the inauguration or longer?
I think we don't know. It's up. The futures are up today. That's, you know, expect, I think, because the Fed possibly lowering rates, are probably going to lower rates about 0.25% today. So there's some of that momentum carrying over from yesterday, some effect of interest rates going down some more at this point, but we're going to have to see. I think some of the things will be who Trump is going to say he's going to have for his Treasury Secretary and some other positions, and whether I'm not even sure at this point whether the Republicans have the House. So they have the Senate. We'll see what happens with Congress and whether he'll be able to get some of his policies through, and then how that trickles through. Like I said, if it looks like he's really going to go hard on tariffs, that will have an inflationary effect. So will that will affect interest rates. It may affect how the Fed makes decisions going forward. One of the things after he got elected in 2016, I guess in the next Fed meeting, it was a lot of what ifs, what if, what if. And I think we're going to be seeing that in the next few months. So volatility is down in the markets based on measures of volatility, but it's just going to depend on how firm Trump is with the tariffs and the deportations, because that will affect labor markets, and how favorable Congress is to some of these decisions and what that will look like. And like I said, who he selects for cabinet positions.
You know, it's interesting, volatility down in the stock market, but it might be up when talking about the Fed. You know, we're expecting this half a, or a quarter of a percentage point reduction today. Might that be the last one for a while? Might they cool off on the rate reductions because of the uncertainty of what to expect with policy?
Exactly. It is pretty clear that they're going to go a quarter today. I hope I said that before, not a half a quarter percent today, as you said. And then there was thought that a couple months ago, they thought they might do another quarter in December. But some of that's going to be dependent on some of the things we just discussed, where how Trump policies could potentially affect inflation. We do know that Powell does not want to leave his legacy as somebody that dropped the ball on inflation. So he's been pretty apolitical. He's going to look at how policy is going to affect inflation and make decisions accordingly. But we're, like, it's almost, I hate to say it, continue wait and see as time goes on.
Hey, Mike, great to have you on this morning. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks.
Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors.